The managers later admitted that the accusations were false, but the OSC saw no evidence that any effort was made to recall or correct these comments once the truth was known. There were other abuses, too, but since the OSC lost jurisdiction over the Sternberg case, the SI is now refusing to cooperate with our investigation. Nevertheless, the OSC concluded that the management of the publicly funded Smithsonian Institution had deliberately created a hostile working environment for Sternberg, hoping that he would leave or resign. To investigate the Darwinists' accusation that Sternberg had circumvented the normal peer review process, the president of the Council of the BSW reviewed the file, and he found that the peer review had been properly conducted. Nevertheless, the Council subsequently issued a statement declaring that the Meyer paper does not meet the scientific standards of the proceedings. Although the BSW stopped short of formally retracting the article, the Darwinists did not end their ruthless campaign of character assassination against Sternberg. Catch-23 is still enforced by most science journals, but it is now supplemented with an additional rule. If intelligent design theorists do manage to publish in a peer-reviewed science journal, Darwinists will make sure the editor suffers grievously for it. Lacking in intelligence. What natural selection lacks, intelligent selection, purposive or goal-directed design, provides. Stephen C. Meyer, Proceedings of the Biological Society of Washington, 2004. Frankenstein's Castle? To Dr. Richard Sternberg, concerning his treatment by the Smithsonian Institution after publishing a peer-reviewed article by Dr. Stephen C. Meyer on intelligent design, our preliminary investigation indicates that retaliation came in many forms. It came in the form of attempts to change your working conditions. During the process, you were personally investigated and your professional competence was attacked. Misinformation was disseminated throughout the SI and to outside sources. The allegations against you were later determined to be false. It is also clear that a hostile work environment was created with the ultimate goal of forcing you out of the SI. U.S. Office of Special Counsel, 2005. An article you're not supposed to read. The Origin of Biological Information and the Higher Taxonomic Categories by Stephen C. Meyer, Proceedings of the Biological Society of Washington, No. 117, 2004, page 213 to 239. Available online at www.discovery.org/scripts/view:b/index.php?command=view:2177. This book is continued on Disc 4.